I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 10th. Now, some 400 seniors received diplomas during Quincy High School graduation ceremonies at Veterans Memorial Stadium last night. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch shared a quote from the late Captain Richard Stratton of Quincy, encouraging the graduates to learn about American history, serve their country, use common sense, and honor their parents. Quincy City Council President Ian Kane told the new graduates to learn about finance, artificial intelligence, and to stop vaping. School Committee Vice Chairman Tina Cahill told the class of 2025 to honor and thank their parents and guardians and to stay safe. And North Quincy High School graduation ceremonies are scheduled for this evening at 6 at Veterans Memorial Stadium, or if it rains, the ceremony will be moved indoors to the gym at North Quincy High School. Signs are posted along Wollaston Beach in Quincy warning people about high bacteria levels in the water. The Department of Conservation and Recreation says the most recent water samples indicate unsafe levels of pollution in at least four sections of Wollaston Beach. Signs are posted warning people to swim at their own risk. The weekly beach water testing program runs from Memorial Day through Labor Day. Water at city-owned beaches is tested weekly by the Quincy Health Department. Now, it's been a very busy few days for the Are You OK program offered by the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office. Several clients of the free program, including a 93-year-old woman on oxygen from Westwood and a 78-year-old woman from Quincy, were saved by first responders after local police were notified of potential emergencies at their homes when the clients didn't answer their check-in phone call. The most recent incident happened yesterday morning when a 78-year-old Quincy resident didn't pick up her phone and didn't answer several attempts after that. Following protocol, Norfolk County Sheriff Officer Cheryl Bambry first called a family contact who was not sure where her aunt might be. Bambry then called Quincy Police to ask for a wellness check. When officers arrived a short time later, the woman was on the floor and dehydrated. She was taken to Milton Hospital, where she's being cared for. It's unclear at this time how long she'll be hospitalized or how long she was on the floor. Last Friday, two other women were helped by the Are You OK program in Westwood and Norwood. The program is free, run by the Sheriff's Office, offering calls to county residents who live alone and could use a check-in related to their health or well-being. To sign up, you can call 866-900-7865 or visit norfolksheriff.com. The American Red Cross is issuing an urgent need for blood or blood platelets this summer. Blood has a shelf life of 42 days, which means ongoing donations are key to ensure medical needs are met. Type O blood donors and those giving platelets are especially needed as the summer season continues. This Saturday, June 14th, is World Blood Donor Day, and June 19th is World Sickle Cell Day. Those who come to give in June will get a $15 Amazon gift card by email and will be automatically entered for a chance to win one of two $7,000 gift cards. There are three Red Cross blood drives scheduled in Quincy in June. This Saturday at the Rural Lodge of Masons on Greenleaf Street from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. On Wednesday, June 25th from 1 to 6 at St. Thomas Aquinas Hall on Darrow Street in Howes Neck. And Monday, June 30th from 1 to 6:30 at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. A 13-year-old was arrested for allegedly driving a speeding, stolen car that fled a stop in Stoughton and then crashed off a highway onto a Canton trail early yesterday morning. The 13-year-old was one of three teens arrested in connection with the incident. The others were a 15-year-old and 18-year-old Aiden Miguel Rivera from Brockton. The younger and older teens were taken into custody after a search involving police dogs that ended when the pair allegedly knocked on doors in Canton asking for a phone charger or a ride. Police first learned about the incident yesterday morning when an officer on Route 138 noticed three vehicles speeding north, one of which passed another car by crossing the double yellow line with its lights off. The drivers drove off when the car gave chase, which ended when they crossed into Canton. One of the three drivers called police to say they were chasing a Hyundai Elantra of theirs that had been stolen. The initial officer began chasing the Hyundai again in Canton. Not immediately clear how he rediscovered where the car was and on to Interstate 93 and then off it and on to Ponkapog Trail where it crashed. Three people in ski masks fled. The 15-year-old was taken into custody. The other two, later identified as the 13 and 18-year-olds, ran off down the trail, prompting a search involving two state police dogs. Investigators later learned the third vehicle involved in the chase also crashed in Canton. It had been stolen in Abington. Its driver has not yet been found. According to AAA Northeast, the number of fatal accidents where drugs or alcohol were a factor in Massachusetts have increased every year since 2020. Already this year, there have been 129 total fatal crashes, of which 38% had alcohol or drugs involved. Public awareness campaigns continue to be used. State police say the agency continues to set up sobriety checkpoints and deploys an additional 100 patrols during high-risk periods like major events or holidays. In 2023, the latest data available, state police investigated 34 fatal crashes with suspicion of alcohol impairment and 33 where drug use was suspected. AAA Northeast also says it's seeing an uptick in distracted driving and aggressive driving issues as well as the push continues to reverse the troubling trend. Well, the Dana-Farber mammography van is going to be at the Kennedy Center in Quincy on Wednesday from 8 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. Pre-registration is required. You can call 617-632-1974. The van day is hosted in conjunction with the City of Quincy's health departments. The Bar Association of Norfolk County offering free legal help tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Dedham District Courthouse. Attorneys experienced in all areas of the law will be available for private consultations. No appointment is necessary. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow is down a point. The NASDAQ rose 61, and the S&P is up 5. Asian stocks also mixed as investors kept a wary eye on China-U.S. trade talks that could have a huge impact on the global economy. The dollar and the euro are down. Oil is up $65 a barrel. Sports, Tampa Bay beat the Red Sox 10-8 in 11 innings at Fenway last night. Continue tonight at 7:10. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, rain and showers, maybe the rumble of thunder, high of 68 degrees. For tonight, clearing late at a low 55. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 83. Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 86. Partly cloudy on Friday with a high of 76. Out on the water, waves about a foot, a northeast wind at 5 knots. High tide 11:52 a.m. Sunrise 5:07, sets at 8:19. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, June 10th.